So Maisa in the Kufchaf Aleph, the Shaila of which types of Kalim you could do Hagalah and Libanon, which types you cannot, is something that comes in Agav Urcha. It's a more discussed at length in Tufna and Aleph. What I mean to say is which Chomer, which materials are subject to the rules of Kibbalah Kachpaltai, which materials are subject to Hechshir Kalim. So Lamaisa, we know that in Kuf Chaf, by the sugya of Tfilas Kalim, we know that there was a big Esek with Vashtet and Torah. That in the parsha from which we learn Tfilas Kalim, whether it's Mefurish in the Pasuk like Rashi or not Mefurish in the Pasuk like the other Shainim, but we know that the Pasuk mentions Sheish Mini Matras, Sa'aches, Azov, Sa'kesef, Bdil, Eifores, Barzal Nechoshes, and Lamaisa we saw that at least many Poskim held that it was dafka these things that shaykh to tefillas kalim, because it's gzeiras hakasuv. So vashtet in pasuk ad kidei kach that we saw the famous tshuva from Moshe Feinstein and Yaakov Kamenetsky that it's dafka the sheish mini matras that are chayev midarais lo kol pachas, and other types of metals which don't fit into the category of the six, many poskim hold that they're takanach chayev midarais in tefillas kalim, such as aluminum. Aluminum had the other tzirufim because it's a chad pamikli anyway v'chule. Lamaisa, when you come to hagalas kalim, the emes is that if anything, the parsha in the Torah of Achaz Azov is much more explicitly referring to the parsha of Hechshir Kalim. Because again, the parsha in the Torah, the parsha of Matos, is the parsha of Hechshir Kalim. Taviru be'esh, the Torah is be'ikir, Tfilas Kalim could be derabanan. But the Mefurish pasuk is going on these things. In El Maiso, the parsha is intertwined, and this is something I'm going to touch on now, but the parsha there is intertwined with the halachas of Tum and Taira, like the pasuk itself says, Ach Benidi Eschata. So maybe it's only referring to the halachas from Tum and Taira. This is something not clear. We'll see the Rishonim touch on these issues. But Lamaisa, what seems to be pretty much a Davar Muskim is that because Lamaisa, what we learn from this pasuk is like the Gemara is Magdan, we discussed, maybe there's different halachim in the pasuk, because we said that, you know, it says, is that referring to Hagala, Libon, but Lamaisa, the Klala de Milsa that the Gemara says is the Klal of Kibbalah Kachpaltai, is the Klal of the way a thing goes in, that's how it comes out. And it seems that because of this Mitzias, the place can assume that at least Legabe Hagolas Kalim, the Sheish Mini Matchas, L'Choira are Lav Dafka, and any Klei Shetef, what the Rishonim call, a Kli that Shaykh to Shtifa Marika, a Kli that Shaykh to Hagala, is any matchis, including ones that are not explicit in the pasuk. So Lamaisa, Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva about doing hagala on a kli which is aluminum. That's an Aruch Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Ches. So Rabbi Moshe there, he is a shtick on this topic, but it seems that Rabbi Moshe's suffix there is that, and that's what he tells the shoyal, that it could be, maybe there's a tarevis in the kli. Maybe it's not, so I'm not sure if what Rabbi Moshe means is maybe he understood that aluminum is b'mahus, something which is made up of different things, like Rabbi Moshe mentioned such a thing in a different tshuva, and he's saying, if it's a tarevis, okay, so you have to check it out, maybe it's a suffix, or if he meant that maybe the clay aluminum or kalim, the way they make them, they just don't make them with pure aluminum, they add other things. Rabbi Moshe, al kol panim, is mistapik, he's only mistapik mitzad a tarevis of shayat dvarim. And he said, that's what Rabbi Moshe says.
He's mistapik for tefillah.
For Hagol, there's a tshuva about totally about Hagolas Kalim. And he says, even if there's other, because we'll see, in terms of a mixture, so by Tfilas Kalim we said that you go Basarev, Pashtus. By Hagolah we're going to see that's not the case. Lamaisis or Moshe says, look, even if it's a Suffolk Darbana Lakula, because he waits till Eina Ben Yoma anyway, says Moshe can be Magal, the clay aluminum. So it seems that Moshe accepted the fact that Hagam, that aluminum clearly is a different type of metal. Moshe himself was the one who was the Baal Hashita who said that by Tfilas Kalim it's not Nichol Nashesh Minyan Matris. By Tfilas Kalim we have a Chiv and Darabanan because, like Zchuchis, there's something that's Nitach, where Chayiv and Darabanan Tfilah, but not by Hagalah. So Moshe seems to say it just goes into the parsha of Kabbalah Kachpalte and Mela, and the Mela it's Shaykh to Hagalah.
Shaykh meaning the Kula or the
Both, Shaykh? Both. Meaning.
It could be both.
Yeah, right. Okay, so but Lamaisa, we'll see. Lamaisa, this might not be such a davar pashut. And the emes is, I'll mention, you know, the emes is, it's a bit of a funny thing because in the Gemara, in the Torah, we have a makar that the sheish mini matchis are shaykh to Hagalah. And meidach kisa, we have a Gemara in Psachim Daf Lamed Beis that really says like a miut for cheres. That klei cheres we know is not shaykh to Hagalah's kelim because, like the Gemara says, eid the Torah that's eno yotzim de dafya la'olam. What goes into the walls of a klei cheres never comes out. Now, Rashi over there speaks out like everything's coming from Psukim. Rashi says, by Kli Cheres, the Pasuk says, Tishover. Rashi Enkein, by Kli Matris, it says, Tavir Be'esh. So Rashi is taka bringing psukim. What are you bringing psukim? If it's a metzias, like we're saying now, it's not really telling the psukim, it's telling the klav kabbalah kach polto. Is it just like the Torah being megalot to us that it's taka not shaykh kabbalah kach polto? That's what the Gemara sounds like. It says, and you yetim didafi oilam. Okay, so let's see. Let's go one at a time. So chutzra matris, lamaisa kamat, every other chomer that we find in Shulchan Aruch, and every other chomer kli, is basically shani b'machlokes, kamat. The one that's most closely not shani b'machlokes is kli eitz. Now, kli eitz are not in the parsha of Geulei Midyan, of Kli Midyan. The Maisa Rav Peiskim, Kimat all the Peiskim say that eitz is shaykh to Kabbalah Kach Poltoi. Liban might be a bit difficult because you'll burn it, but the regular case of a Gola is Taka Shaykh, and we know that from Shulchan Aruch Bayos, which is repeated again in Tafnan Alf. Lachach Meim Kem Shushan Shem Chamim Bein Shem Shal Matach So Eishal Eitz, eitz is shaykh. So it's interesting. So that Rashi, I just was reading kind of half of it. That Rashi, who's Machalik, that Cheres, there's no Hechsher, but by Matras there is Hechsher. So Rashi, in Dibur Maschil de Medaisi, in Pesach Lamed Beis, he says, by Cheres, Hoyo Vabali Shuvein Opolten, Sha Toire Hiido Akle Cheres, Shekivin Shabola, Eno Yotzi Mide Dofi Lo Oilem, Sha Rebichli Eitz U Matris Ksiv. What does it say by Eitz and Matris? Kosav Lecha Yishotif. That's by Eitz. Ta'aviru Be'esh. That's by Matris. Ugurak Veshutov. Ava Bakli Cheres, it says Yishover. So Rashi brings a Pasuk by Eitz that it says Yishotif. Now, we all at least looked up the pasuk in Matis, you know, sometime over the last 6 weeks. We all saw the parish of Kli Midyan at least one time inside, and there it doesn't say anything about Yishatif. So the Rashash points out that Rashi is quoting a pasuk in Parashas Mitzayra of Yishatif. The Yishatif over there, Parashas is the mikvah. It's Parashas talking about Tumah. Akedei Kach, the Rashash says that this Rashi, it's a Tos Sefer, and says the Rashash, it's a bit difficult to read Rashi anyway. But so the Rashash says, take it out. And really, the way Rashi reads is Sharei Bekli Eitz Matches Ksiv Taviru Beish, not Yishotev, because what's Yishotev? Yishotev is like Tumatayr. Why would Rashi be bringing that there? Elamai says the Rashash, Ayin Shom Laman Rebeis Tzarechian, because Rashi, that much he doesn't want to erase from Rashi. Rashi did say Kli Eitz. So there, if I'm going to erase the Yishotev, we got no Makar for Kli Eitz. Kli Eitz is not in the Parsha of Kli Midyan. Tzarechian. Taviru Beish is going on what it says in the Parsha. What it says in the Parsha is L'chayra, Kutoy, Achas Azov, Shesh Mini Matches. And so what we're saying, who had the charm in the yeah, right. So, okay. So I have no makar for eight, says the Rashash. Rashi says eight, and the pasuk Rashi quotes Pashas the Tol Sofer, because it's only talking about Tum and Tyra. So the Rashash is grappling with this Rashi. There's somewhat of a difficulty here. Rashi seems to be intertwining Tum and Tyra. To some extent, the Rashash says he can't mean that pasuk. So let's see. Let's.
Any mahalach that extends even though the
parsha
of
Vada
was not about a Gola, it's not
that. That seems to be clapping the klal that kach kibalnu. We have a Gemara kach kibalnu that the pasuk is teaching us the klal kibal kach poltoi. So misvara they understood, or we have a kabbalah that refers to all klei shetef, all matches. Okay, so that's kli. So Maisa, is there any sheet that holds kli it's not shaykh to a Gola? So I. Could be not. In Nagos Sashri, in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, right at the end over there. So there's the Girsa Shel Lefanenu says that by Kli Eitz, there's no Blius and Plitus. Meaning you're off the hook. There's no, it doesn't become Treif. Lamaisa and the Magi over there, he says it's a mistake. It doesn't mean Kli Eitz, it means Kli Etzem. Which is a lot more Mestavir. We'll see, it is Taka whole Shaila Kli Etzem. Because to say that Eitz is not Berleia, it's Berleia less than Matz, it's very difficult. Eitz, as we know, is much more porous, much more soft than matkas, and maybe there's different types of matkas. Right. Oh, so we'll see. We're gonna get to that. You know, says we could test it, put it in water, and see if it's bolei. What? What's a machlokes? Etzim's a machlokes.
We pass when it is.
Yeah. Okay. So eitz, that could be it's a tol sofer, and it could be taka by eitz kuli alma. It's nichol in the parasha of kabel kach poltoi. Rashi has epis, maybe a pasuk. The Rashi is not so happy about it. Yes.
We did find interesting is that for some reason he takes out a parsha that anything that's a paka from Shem Rishon and Tzura Chadasha Baalikan, that's Teches and those things. And anything that is the way it was in
its original format, yeah.
Then the whole parsha doesn't put any eight, meaning regardless of Matzias, eights is eights is eights.
And therefore what?
And then it won't be Shaykh. That means that you said the Matzias, we know it is Baalikan. Apparently he's learning that
some kind of Xerxes.
Yeah. The limud here is
okay.
Right,
so we're gonna have to check that. That's Archa Shulchan Yukon?
Yeah.
That's the Gabi Kli Eitz. So now let's see like this. The other thing that's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch over here, and also in Tafnun Aleph Sifches, is what we saw that Mechaber says Shal Matris Oy Shal Eitz Oy Evan. So Evan, we already saw mefurish in the Torah. The Torah already brought the Shita of Rav Haigoin. The Rav Haig said no, Evan is like Cheres and it's not Yoytz Midei Daf Yulaylam. Amaisa, Rav Rishonim hold that clay Evan or Takashayich to the Parshim Kabbalah Kach Poltei. That's the Ran on the Rif in the second parak of Pesachim, that there's a discussion there in the Rif about the Rumi Deglali, and Rashi on the Rif there says it's talking about Kalim made from Evan, Avnei Shayish. And the Maisa that's first in the Rambam, Seif Hilchas Chametz Umatza, Seif Parakei, Halacha Chav Gimel. The Maisa, this is a Machlokes Yishonim, so like we said, the Torah says L'chumra, that they're like Cheres. The Arzarua in Avodah Zarah, and Reish Tzadik Vav. Yeah, the Torah brings two shitas, and the third shita, which the Torah does not bring, is the shita of the Arzarua, who holds that Kli Evin are not Bolei HaKlal, and they don't need Hagol. You're off the hook. So we really have three shitas. That they're like Matris, that they're like Cheres, or they're better, and they're not Bolei anything. So what's the Sharish of this Machloikis? And maybe this will have something to do with the Rashi we mentioned. So there's a Sefer Machriya from the Rid, and he's Machmir and Klei Evin, that it's like Cheres. He's like the Arzurah. And he says a very interesting thing. He says that Matzinu in Chazal, that they're always Mashve, the Ilfasin, which is some kind of Klei Evin, they're always Mashve, Ilfasin, to Klei Cheres, the Kol Dover. So there, so Huadin Lagabe Hagola, it's like Cheres. Says the Shibali Aleket, the Simon Reish Zayin, so he quotes this Rid, the Sefer Machriya.
That's like the Rav
Haigoin. Yeah. In fact, what do you mean?
That it's Bolea and it won't be Mashve.
I'm sorry. Now, yes, L'chumra, yes. So there's a Shibayla like in Simon Reish Zayin, who quotes this Machrin, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. Ma inyan bliya, say tol tomer. What does it mean, Hishvu Chazal b'chol makim? He means, L'gabe Kalim. It means, L'gabe Hilchustam v'tayra. So what Shaychus? So you see that there's Epis, and this Stam has something to do with Rashi. I don't have a Davar Shalim. I don't have this worked out. You see, there's some kind of Machlokes Yishonim. So the Kipshuta will say it's all Machlokes in the Matzias, Eben, yeah, Bolei, Nish Bolei. But you see, Fakeret, from the Shpar Lekha and the Rid, do we shtel too, also the Parsha of Hagala to Tumen Tayr. Like we saw by Tfilas Kalim, that was a big discussion, and we saw Kipshuta, the Rishonim, Achronim, Halacha, that we do shtel too to Tumen Tayr. Over here, it's just a cloud, Kabbalah, Kach Poltoi. Shouldn't have anything to do with Tum and Tyre, like the Rashash is Tameh, like the Shpoy, like is Tameh, but yet we have a Piskei Rid. Okay, so others want to say that maybe it's just like a Giloy, it doesn't mean like there's really a Tliya, just some kind of Giloy Milsa Ba'alma. Not clear. But Al Kapanim, there is Kfar Motzinu Barishonim, you know, Tiburim about this, and that's what obviously leads us to believe that it could be the Rashash might not be correct in taking out the Gerson Rashi, that is quoting a Pasuk by Tumah. It could be the Torah, since the Torah put them all in the same parsha, maybe the Rishonim held there's a Gilu Milsa to assume that they're all Tzav Hatalia. Not clear. Okay, so that's Machlokes B'Klei Evin and Klei Eitz, and there's a shtickle Ramazim to Tum and Torah, and that really has to be clarified to what extent. But the halacha we pass in Klei Eitz and Klei Evin are like Matris, and they have Blias, and they have Plates, and they have Gola. Fine. Mi'idach Gisa, Klei Cheres is the one thing that's clear. It's not clear. We'll see. It's also shtikl shayla, but lemaisa that's the gemara we just quoted on Pesachim daf lamed beis ha'teir he'ida kli cheres yani yitz midaf yila olam, and that's what Rashi says because the pasuk says by what's it called tishaver by kli cheres tishaver again we saw on Taisus what's the raya haray it's exeris akasuv by kachim so Taisus said it's still mustaver that since the Torah said to break it and the other things said to be shatev to kasher it so it's vice Taisus doesn't the blias don't come out. Okay, so lemaisa. To talk a little bit more in the Gala Maisa, so Kli Eitz, do people still have Kli Eitz, Bismanazim? Not that we cook in necessarily, but at least for Kli Sheni. Yeah, maybe Kli Sheni, you put some hot things in it. Usually you have to know the Kli Eitz that we have, I assume, is coated or glazed with something, which really gets into a different shayla. Pure Kli Eitz, probably don't have, except maybe a salad bowl, but even the salad bowls are probably coated with something, which you'll see is a whole different shayla. Yeah, meaning plain Eitz. What? The ladle.
Paper cups.
It's treated what?
Paper cups.
No, you
spoon,
you stir your soup with.
What?
You stir your soup.
Yeah, it's mamish pure wood. You have such a thing?
Yeah,
okay.
So nechanami.
So that's a little bit nageya, not so nageya. Clay Evan might be nageya to granite countertops, which we'll discuss maybe in Hemshich. Shayish, yeah. The shayish, yeah. I think, you know, the regular shayish, you know, the stone countertops, whatever stone it is. So what's more shchiach? Okay, so plastic we discussed last week. That's a shaila in the poskim in the last door. What's with plastic? We saw haskamas of poskim not for Pesach but for Kol Hashana. It seems to be pretty mekubal to be toivel them, to be makal them. I'm sorry. So what's the very shchiach like shaila? Is the shaila of kelim made of zechuchis, which doesn't appear over here in Kufchaf Aleph, but it comes up in Tafnun Aleph over there. Maisa that halacha is lagabe Pesach, and that's something that has to be clarified always. Every time you see a halacha in Tafnun Aleph, you have to know does it or does not apply to us in Havela for Kol Tarakula for Shari Surah. So Maisa there's a machlokes mechaber aman. Simin Tafnun Aleph Sif Chafav mechaber paskins klis chuches afilu machnisin lakim afilu mishnamish min mechaber. You use them for hat. Nope. Ain't tzrichim shum hechsher. What does it mean? You don't need hechsher. It means an apaleh. Means an apaleh. If an apaleh, you don't need to do algalah. Apaleh. Apaleh. Garnish. Says the Rama, not to be medayik, v'yesh machmirin, v'ayimrim de kleis chuches, afilu hagalu loy mahani lehu. It's like cheres. Not only is it pilei, it's pilei and it's not pilei. And says the Rama, v'chein haminig ba'ashkenaz u'mevedinas eilin. And that's the minig that we don't, the meilu, you don't kash enough him. Okay. So where is this coming from? Where is chuches? Chuches, there's no gemara about chuches.
Is there anything that says the yesh machmirin was on Pesach?
Yeah, that's a shame. We're going to discuss that.
Is there anything that's Bailey or not Bailey?
Charis.
Well, Charis is Bailey, it's just not Bailey.
Oh, you say not Bailey Bechlal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing that has. Nothing that's mamish like that. We'll see maybe.
It's Rakil.
Maybe some Sveikus like that. Okay, so Lamais is like this. So the Ran in the second parak of Psachim over there, the Achlam and Obeis, the Rashba in Tshuva, Chelik Aleph, Rishlam Gimel. So they say that's where this mechaber is based on, the Ran and the Rashba, that kleis chuches do not need heksher because they're shi'i, they're very smooth, they're very chalak, very smooth surface, and there's no cracks and crevices and holes, and they're not porous, and nothing goes in. And that's the mice of the sheet of Rabbi Nutam, and the way designed the Flamme Gimel and Beis, and Taisus, the Yumas of Kunya. Good question. The mice. It's a very good question. Why? Because maybe our clay matris should be like zchuchis, because they're okay. So let's just say like this: zchuchis lakula we're saying is now cracks and crevices and also not porous. What about our metal? So that's somewhat of a debate. I think the psak, the generally used psak is that regular matris is yes. Even our stainless steel pots, which are very smooth and very strong, are yes boileya. But there is somewhat of a discussion about that. I did see Shem or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Could be it wasn't as purified. Certainly wasn't as high quality and smooth as ours, as polished as ours. And I did see Lamaiso that they say Bishem Matu Mishmei Der Shlomo Zalman. I don't think this is in print anywhere. If I was Shlomo Zalman, I also wouldn't print it anywhere. That it's something to keep in mind that it could be our pots. There's a tzad l'hakel a little bit, that not Bileya, mamish like the pots of old.
It's like our gosses might need that.
Yeah, exactly. Don't put that in writing. So what's the hezbir of the shita? Where are they coming from? So if you look at Nagos Maimini in the end of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, so Nagos Maimini quotes Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh says based on two things. He says first of all he has Pashit Mikra, he has a Makar. Avastrib Nasan, Perek Memal, Faizvav, State, Klaiz Chuchis, Ain't a Bilaya, Ain't a Pilot. So that's pretty straightforward, yeah? Rav Yoh says, Chabad Makar. So we'll see the Shas with the Girsa, could be the Girsa not so Pashit. Others Taina, the Goyin really makes his Cheshvin. If it's not Bileya Bechlal, so why do you have to say in a pilot? If something's not Bileya, it's certainly not pilot. It's got nothing to be pilot. So the Machmirim Taira, that's either it's a different Girsa, or maybe in a Bileya Harbe, but it's Bileya Epis, and Mela has what to be pilot. It's not pilot all the time, but it could be pilot. So it's
funny, because the Rabbi Malicha says he has a tier where it's Bileya, not pilot.
It's Bileya, but not pilot. You could be Bileya, not pilot. You can't be pilot,
not
Bileya. Not Bileya has nothing to be pilot.
No, sure you can.
Unless you're a piece of meat.
It was
built in like that.
Yeah, when you made it,
it's a meat.
Made it with what?
Schmaltz. You line inside, put schmaltz inside.
Inside what?
Metal. It's two layers of.
Two layers, okay, two layers.
You put things inside glass.
Say it. Okay, this is a discussion. Say it. This is the back and forth. Now, okay, that's Mikra, Misvara, so he Misvara. He says, like, we're tainering, that he says it's a very smooth surface, and he brings him a car, a shtickle makar from the Gemara Psachim, Daf Ayin Dalet Beis, he's talking about the buser of the lave, and the Gemara there says that the buser of the lave is not Berleah, because it's Shi'i, because it's a very smooth type of a thing. And that's also discussion in the Machmirim Taino, that Gemara, if you look in the Rishayim, it's a Shail HaLur in that Gemara, could be that's a Dichli Ba'alma, that Teretz is not Eim in the Maskana, and maybe it wouldn't be a Klara Raya, but that's a makar. And that's makar from Makil, and that's Das Machaber. So, Lamaisa, as we see, the Sheet of Machaber is based on Gedolei Rishayim, and like the accepted Rishayim that generally, Psak Halacha, is Pachos Yezer, you know, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ravyo, Midach Kiso, so what are the other Sheetas? Two other Sheetas. So, The Urzerua, and this is also the Shita of the Ritva over there in Psachim. There's where all the Rishonim, Pachsios over there in Psachim, Am Beis. The Ritva over there brings the Shita of the Ra'ah. That Zchuchis is like Matris. It's yes, Poilev, it's also Poilet. The third Shita, and that Hagos Maimini in the end of Chometz Matzah. So he brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris. The Fakeret. Zchuchis is like Cheres. It's Bilein, it's not Pilate, it has no Hechshir whatsoever. And that's what the Ramah is being Machmer for in Hilchos Pesach, this third cheat of Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris, that you can't Machshir Bechlal. What's the Hesber? So he says, since Briyasa is Min HaChol, since its nature is Chol, and this is really what the Gemara is Dimyon in the beginning of Shabbos, left as well, the Gemara makes a Dimyon, the Dimyon between Tzchuchis and Cheres is where they came from. It comes from Briyasa Min HaChol, so that's Dinuk Cheres. And that's what the Trumas HaDeshin says, Msakim Simen Kufn Alf. There's a lesson like this. So he tines, and this is really something we grappled with, the Hagadar of Zchuchis, Lagabi Tvilas Kalim, Lagabi Tumma Tyra. It's really the Sugin, the Gemara, and after Sovan Shabbos is really a Shaila, the Sugin is a Gemara, the Machlokis on the Rhyme, Machlokis Yishainim. What is the Hagadar of Zchuchis? So the Isser Heta really invokes that Lagabi Hagadar. And he says, Zchuchis is really a Suffolk. Is it like Cheres, because it's Briyasim in Hadama, Briyasim in Acharel? Or is it like Matchis, because it has Takana, Kishanishbar? If it breaks, you can fix it, which is why we're Machayib in Tvilas Kalim Taka. So says this Heter, we give it Chaimre Shnehim. We give it a din cheres lagabi hagala or machmir, and lagabi tumma we give it a din of matris, and lagabi tios kelim or machmir. For what? Who says that? Oh yeah, that was. I don't know. I don't think it was like all. Oh, yeah. This is no. It was also a discussion of klei adama. Klei Cheres and Klei Adama are two different things. Maisa is a different way about Klei Adama. Adama Mamish could be, it's a different halacha. But I think that was dafka by aluminum, Chaim said that. I'm not sure it was by other metals, but okay. I think he just said by aluminum, and that's what Rebelski time. Yeah, and Rebelski said aluminum has special tchunot that it's taka more similar to Adama. Okay. So again, this shtickle, again, I think brings us back to the Shiloh of Klei Evin. The Sefer HaMachriya, Shtelling Tzura Tumantara, not Shtelling Tzura Tumantara. Meaning that this Isser Heter is more Mitzad Adinin. I don't know if Briyasa Menachol means, I mean, maybe it's more, does that make sense? It's more Berleah? I mean, the Mice, it's Chi, the Mice, it's very smooth. So this gets back to that Shaila, maybe it's the Shaila of Kli'ez, maybe there's a Gilui Milsa from Tumor, or maybe there's some kind of more, the Etzem Dekad Din, that if it has a Din, Azevi Cheres, then you can't be Magalit. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yechiel in Paris that it's Balea, not Pilate, and you can't be Masha. Now, this is one reason to be Machmer, because of the Pashat Tushtel Tacheres, because Briyasa Menachol. A Maisa in that the Ritva in Psachim that brings a Ra'ah, he has another reason to be Machmer. And he says, this is the reason why we don't do Levin on a Kli Cheres. Because even though Hagala would work on a Kli Cheres, on a Kli Zchuchis, I'm sorry. But because it's a delicate type of Kli, and we're Choshish, maybe you're going to be Chayas Allah, you're not going to do a good job, because you're Choshish Shema Paki, it's going to break. So just like by Cheres, we're worried for Libun, by Zchuchis, Sag says that we're worried for, even for Hagala, we don't let you do Hagala. And the Sharetzian in Hilchus Pesach, in Tofnan Alf, Chafav over there, Sharetzian quotes this as one of the times to be Machmir. In Sharetzian, Sipkan Kuf Tzadik Vav, he quotes this Ra'ah, and he says, Taka, Reif Paiskim, don't say this. The Paiskim would hold it's Boilea, seem to hold, we're not Choshish Doma Chayas. There's Rabbeinu Yechiel, holds it's Be'etzim Cheres, there's nothing to do with Chayas. But Al Tzad of Chayas, Sharetzian does bring that, and he mentions, he seems to point out that it's a Sikol Dasya. What?
He's saying that's the Dasyach of Mishra.
Yeah. He says,
what's the real reason?
Pashtas Al Tcheres.
Then you think that Hagala won't be toilet in Liban will. So shut up.
You don't do Liban because you're not going to do a good job.
But you never use it for Liban. You use it for regular Hagala. You cook it. Maybe you should do a Gala because that won't work. Because you know, there's a special Kuna of Lodi that's in the Gala. Liban would work because it's Cyrus. We don't trust you. That whole thing doesn't start by
Sufis. Because that's what you use it for.
Yeah.
Chanan, Chanabi, Elamai, we know that King Mistaver says the Torah, and this, maybe someone will give a Chabur, maybe I'll give a Chabur, we'll see. The Maisa, the Shaila, of how much Hagala, how is Hagala done. Maybe their Klei Zchuchas were done with Epis HaShvach, a Kli Rishon, and maybe La Halacha we're going to pass in that you need Hababuas, Rishichus Gemura. But Nene Chanabi, you're making a point, and this is a point that's Nagei Halacha Maisa we're going to discuss in a few minutes. Okay, so this is the machlokes. Lamaisa, the Ramah says Ramachmir. He says it's minig Ashkenaz. L'chayra in maladaber. But the emes is that this halacha appears, like we know, in Hilchos Pesach. And so it could be possible that we have to figure out: is this a chumrah de Pesach, like we know there are many chumras on Pesach, or is this b'kol Torah kula, or is this by Ol Yisurim da'alma as well? So Lamaisa. Maisa, first of all, there's a tshuva from the tshuva Yerushalayim Plato points out that he has a diak that sometimes Rama says yesh oisrim and here he says yesh machmirim. And when he says yesh machmirim, so the pshat he's saying it b'toris chumra but not mekra din, which would lead one to believe that it could be that if he's saying it b'toris chumra on Pesach, there's reason to believe then that it would only be by Hilchos Pesach. L'maisa the Zera Emes, Chelik Beis, Yerdei Mem Gimel has a shtickle raya, because this halacha that klei schuches are not poileya, that are poileya not poileya, they have a chumra of cheres. So the mechaber's kula that schuches are not poileya bechlal appears also in Yerideya. In Kuflam it hey by Hilchos Yain Nesach. Hagamdit over there is not talking about heat, but rather talking about Ayde Kavush, Ayin Shom. But in Kuflam and Heches, the Machaber says that cool, and over there, the Ramah doesn't say anything. So the Zera Emes points out that Mikan Raya, what? Schuches, says the Zera Emes Mikan Raya that the Ramah was not Machmir by Shari Surin. And Lamaisa, so that seems to be the Haskamas HaPoiskim, at least in Ikar Adin.
He's not
going to
be on because of the Doma Pakai, coming off from
right. And there's also Noch Shash Kamapaka, obviously, right? Meaning he's being Mekel on both accounts. And Mela will be Mekel on Maisa. And that's what Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning, by us, in the beginning of Kuf Chaf Aleph, says the minig is to buy from Goyim Kleis Chuchis and Zehu. You wash it off and you use it. The Beis Meir, in Tafnun Aleph Chavav, says that the whole Chumrah of the Ramah, says the Beis Meir, that whole Chumrah is by Kleis Shasiya Uchadoyme, that it wasn't a big hefsid, not to be Machmer. You can go buy new cups. The Zokter is a real pot. Or a real something that's a hefsid meruba, says the Beis Meir, the Ramah and Pesach never meant it. Because the whole thing is Yesh Machmir and it's only a chumrah, and male if it's a hefsid meruba, there's makam lehakol. And Ke'enzeh and the Marsham, Mechel Kalaf Nun Gimel. So Lemaisa, Lehalacha, by Shari Surin, there certainly is a makam lehakol. And we'll see maybe in the Hemshech, L'charet HaKol Talui, how Taka did it get asered. If it got asered only with a chumrah, so maybe there's makom lahakol kolter in the rest of Shari Surim not to do any hechsher. If you're going to be machsher with hagala, there's even more tzad to be makel, because then you're being yotzei really two of the shitas in the rishonim. That even if it's yes baleya, but it's also poilet. So and certainly for sometimes it's very often you know you get a shayla about of a hetera bala. I upset a par of one, and it was ina ben yoymai, and I used it for milchiks, and I want to use it for fleishiks, v'chulei v'chulei. So in Nevada, there's going to be more makom lahakol either with hagala. If you want to be more machmer, we'll see this in Musig of Hagol Gimel Pamim. Okay, so maybe we'll discuss some of the more lamaisa pratim in the hench. Okay, so this is the etzem shayla of kleis chuchis. Now, people still do have glass dishes, I believe. The regular glass dishes are usually, our glass dishes are usually more like maybe mugs or cups.
Or covers.
Mm-hmm. But lamaisa, even the pot covers and certainly the dishes that we put either on the fire, in the oven, are not regular chuchis anymore. But rather, with the advancement of modern technology, we now have treated glass, which is strengthened by... So how do they make stronger glass? How do they make these things? Pyrex, Duralex, so how are these things made? Basically, they add other things into the glass. It's not pure glass. It's mostly glass, but they add in different things which seem to have metal properties. I mean, metals are stronger chomer than glass, and they add some kind of metallic chomer into the glass, and that strengthens it. You know, from heat, and it makes it, you know, heat resistant and break resistant. So, what is the din of these kelim? So l'chayr tzruchis, you know, that's what we would say. 95% tzruchis, l'chayr shebleib tzruchis. And l'chayr, and taka, there are those who taka paskin that whatever the din would be by tzruchis.
But
the emes, what?
We had all those darn of really by the tefillah.
Oh, so let's get to Rav, yeah. So like this. Emes is like this, that's Marv pointing out. Emes is that these kelim have a tzad chumrah from glass and a tzad kula from glass. So the tzad chumrah is l'chayr very posh. Glass, the Machaber says, is not poyle and not poyle. The metal is. So we'll say I roived, like by Tilas Kalim, like by Sharadinim. So the Marsham already points this out in that Chuba I just mentioned, Alf Nun Gimel, that by Hagali you can't go Basarev. Because that Chelik, that Chomer, which is Boileya, it's in there somewhere. It's being Boileya, and it won't be poyle. Now, Yesh Lod, I don't know if that's 100% Muchach, because it could be Tnis Batlan, it depends on how the Kli's made, what happens when you mix it together, A. B, if it's only a mashu, if only a mashu of the Kli is Boilea, even if it is Boilea, maybe you can have some kind of Daka B'Shefa. If you know, you can have Sveikas.
Depends where it is.
Yeah, it depends where in the Kli it is, who knows it. Is it homogenous, is it not? Okay, but Al Kapanim, that is a Tzad Chumro, and that's what the Mashan Taka says, that Adar Rabbah, here, even the Machabru Limaskin, you're going to have to do Hagolah, because Lamaisa, it has metal in it. The Tzad Kula, on the other hand, is like this. So Lefi the Sharet Sin Zura, that the reason why we're Machmir not to do Hagala on Klei Tzruchis is because Shema Paki. So here you have Ma'ar Taina. Here you might put these things in the oven. They go, I don't know if they go on the fire, but they certainly go in the oven. So Memelo, there's no Kshash Lumapaki. These are very, very strong Kalim, break resistant, break proof, and Memelo, at least Lefi that side, there would be no problem with being Magal. Again, Lefi the Tzad of Rechinom in Paris would be a problem. That's why Vado, Duralex, and Pyrex is no Tzad, at least for Ashkenazim, to be Machshir them for Pesach. Maisa and Kala Shana Kula, there's a Tzad Chaymer to do Hagala. Anyway, it might be a good idea for Elush Holchem Shita Saramah, because it's not 100% clear what he holds in Shari Surim. So Laraf Chazmil, so we'd probably be Magal anyway. So here you'd be Magal. And it'll be okay. So this I saw in the Shari Mitzion Balachi. Points this out. This Shaila of Dilmapaki. If you're Shari Tzin, it's time of that. You're Marviach with clay pyrex because there's no tzad that it's going to break. No, I mean, there's a tzad in Rishonim that it's boilei and poilei. There's a tzad in Rishonim that it's mamish like matres. Yeah, so for that, cheap. Right. So many. So many places can say that. Lefi the Ramah and call it in Shari Surim. Let's take the Shita Amunutzas. You know, the Shita Beinus, and at least be Machmer to be Mag. Okay. Now like this. So Kli Cheres is also very uncommon. I don't think we have any more Kli Cheres, pure Kli Cheres, in our homes. You know, any pottery barrels, unless like your, you know, daughter brings one home from Ghana or something. But what we do have is porcelain, china, and glazed cheres, which is a cheaper type of material. So lamais like this. So we already spoke in Tefillas Kelim that porcelain and glazed are two different things. Glazed, this means it's cheres, it has pasha the glazing over it, has a coating of glass in it. Now that shayla is dvar b'furashim, that's tafnun aleph, sifchav gimel, because many rishonim learn that's the taich, what the Gemara says, kunya, that kunya means cheres mitzupa with tzchuchis, and that's a machaber. Klei cheres ha mitzupim behitach tzchuchis dinam kli cheres. That's a machaber. So if a person has a cheap mug that's glazed, and it's not porcelain, it's not china, but it's glazed cheres.
They glaze it with glass.
It's very schwer. It's a mug na halacha and machaber.
No, so that's the halacha being said. Because it's only a glaze of schuchis, so it is belayah, and you have it, meaning it's batal to the clean, it's in a clean chayes. So if a person has a mug and they trafe it up, okay, yeah. So kipshuto, if you have a mug that's a cheap mug, you know, the cheap ones I think generally are really cheres, which are mitzupe. So then even lefi the machaber, maisa it's going to have a din lechayra of
cheres. Even lefi the rama, you cannot be mashered. Masking
the that. Yeah. This machaber, no one's been chayav.
Would it go the other way? Yes,
we do have the other way. One second, we're gonna get to that. Yes. So one second, that's in terms of glazed. Like glazed, if it's just cheres glazed, it has a din of cheres. But porcelain, you know, is a different type of thing. It's a different type of chomer. It's made with different chomerim, different mixtures of maybe some cheres, also some stone, some other stuff. And lamaisa, but lagabi porcelain is a shiloh. We saw by tefilas kelim, and the tia of the place was lahakol. So lamaisa like this, over here, what happened, it seems, was that many, you know, the Achronim were introduced to this thing called porcelain. We looked at it, it's taka, very shiny, very smooth. And he said, well, listen, it's shea. So the Knesset Gedolah taka says, in Bayos, Yerdeya Kuf Chafal, from Gosa Torah Chafal, he says that the minig taka is to be mekel, that it's like schuchas. And he's assuming the minig schuchas is to be mekel and gantz, it's not berlea. That it's a very smooth chalak surface, and so the mekel, it's lakumla. So that's what the Knesset Gedolah says. But he makes Yonis's point. He says, "Maisa, I'm myself machmer," because he says that I saw from the Radvaz that the Radvaz said he did an experiment. He took these kalim, he weighed them, then he boiled them in water, and he weighed them again, and they were heavier. And Zakta, yeah. So he says that Radvaz did this experiment, and he found it to be boilea. So I'm not machmer myself. He says, "Afal pikan, I'm still a moir l'rabim l'kula." He has right boilea. So maybe this gets into Rabbi Sherman's time. And maybe if it's very smooth and very glatt, maybe even if it is boleya, who says it's going to be pilot? Maybe it's a suffix rachuk that it'll be pilot. Maybe it'll never be pilot within 24 hours. Maybe it's only boleya mashuhu. So maybe here that, I mean, because Lysi did this experiment. The Kesgel was chosh with this experiment, and yet he was still makel, the rabbi, even though it was machu himself. So you see, it wasn't so clear the fact that it's boleya. Maybe it's not pilot, or maybe it's not pilot a lot. Maybe it's just a mashu. Still, he still kept the ikar psak. The mice of the Yavits. I don't know how he did it.
Not
a digital one, yeah.
No, they used a really, really big pack, so Mela, it
showed. The porcelain is what he's weighing.
Yeah, but say that. He's saying, but if the bigger it is, the more the Mibo way has, the more you see a difference. Okay, I don't know. Akoponim, the Yavits also, Klachiyad and Alf Samachsayim, says that these Kalim are taka, very smooth. Porcelain and the not boleya b'chal. Lamaisel has come as a place to say porcelain are yes boleya, and that b'emes they have the chumra of cheres. That's what Ramosha quotes in his tshuva from the Prima Gadin in Siman Kuf Gimel, Sifrei Das Yud Zayin, that the Prima Gadin brings mekilim and he says no, he has to be machmir. So there are other places in Prima Gadin where maybe he's noita with an ena ben yoyma, if it's a suffix something, shas a tak, you make it. Lamaisel, the Mishnah Berurah himself also in the end of Tafnun Aleph, last Mishnah Berurah in Tafnun Aleph, says l'chumra that they have a din like kli cheres. Mice is another problem, and this, if anyone can be mivare, I'm not exactly sure. The Pri Chodesh already points it out, Tofnan Alf Chavav over there, that there's different types of porcelain. There's some that are made, Zakhtar, there are some that are made from Adama, there's some that are made from this Chomer. We know the Archa Shulchan pointed down to Tfilas Kelim, it's very easy to be confused between glazed cheres and porcelain. Okay, that's a more basic thing. But the Prichadash thing is different types of porcelain, made from different types of things. And Zakhtar, some of them are taka made from a more cheres based type of homer, and that's really cheres. So maybe says the Prichadash, you can't really be making unless you really know where it's from, where it's going. So I'm not sure the standard porcelain, that if you go buy a China dish, standard porcelain, would that fall under the Prichadash? Yes or not? Would it fall under the cheres to be Prichadash or not? Meaning, and the question is it made from a more Adama, chol type of material, or is it made from avanim, from stones? I don't know what the raw ingredients of our porcelain is. The Jacob of Bichadash says that's another reason to be machmer. Bichol Eifin, the Mishabruah says to be machmer, mashma, and all the different porcelains.
But even on the side of stone, you still have a machlekes v'shayim, if it's like cheres or not.
Yeah, Alamai, because the achrenim here is tainud, it's very smooth. You created something, Alamai says, very shi'ia, so there's more makam, enechanami.
This to be machmer all year round, or just Pesach?
All year round. This is the mashmos here is all year round, because this Knesset Gedolah is in Siman Kuf Chafal, which is in your day. The Yavetz is also going to Kolter Kol Chayser. Okay, that's Ramosh himself. Ramosh also assumes that this Prima Gadim is in Gantz Ol Isurim, and the Mele you have to be machmer by Ol Isurim Be'etzim. Now, the Belly is asking about the other way. We're speaking about cheres, which is glazed with schuchis. So we say that the glazed is in this battle, and male has a din of cheres. That's the first in the Mechaber. What about the other way? So that's what we saw in the Pesachei Tshuva about. And that's the Chassam Sefer. It seems to be the first one to speak about the Fashmirtze, Fashmalte, Kalim, which are Be'etzim claim matchis, that they put some kind of tzipui, some kind of hituch, If his man Chassam Sofer, the Bali Umnas were being master, there was a big secret, it was a secret recipe, secret potion, what it is, where it's from, no one was telling. So,
but they did what?
So the Chassam Sofer, they coated it with some kind of something that was possibly cheres, and mela not boleya, and mela boleya not boleya, mela not kasherable. So the Chassam Sofer, Sof Kol Sof is machmir, at least the Duli Ben Kal. So it's very interesting. I guess these kalim, this was, I guess, like a big shechiyat kashaylin in Hungary and the Hungarisha, because all the Hungarisha have tshuvas about this. Chassam Sofer says you need libun. The Ksav Sofer, his son, writes after him in Yerder and Ches, maybe Hagolah Gimel Pum should be enough. It's Eid Ben Yomi. Night will huck a little bit more. The Maram Sheikh, Talmud Chassam Sofer, and Yerder Kuf Mem, says Avada, Chassam Sofer alone is a big chiddush. Cholilo to be make more than libun kal. The Maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan, at the end of the day, in Sifkan Chavzayin, says, the Maisa, if it's in Eina Ben Yoyme, and the whole Shaila is exacerbated in Mitim Ben Yoyme, so there's more Makam to be Makel, at least with Liban, at least with Hagol Gimel Pam, which we'll speak about in a minute. The Marsham is an interesting Taina. It's Takin Chassan. It's like there, what's going on here? It's Matris. Matris is Berlei and Mafle. Elamai, the Tzipui Dak is Cheres. So, okay, the Tzipui Dak, we know that a Kli has Shishin Kenegat, it's Klipa. And Mela Tzipui Dak is only a Mashu and it's Dak Beshefa, you can be Mekel. Befrat, that it's a Safik and a Ben Yemek. Okay, so I don't know if he's Mekel Glat, but Zuck there, that L'Chaira, it's not so Chomer. And he says that's where Lachal. So Lamaisa, there's a Makam Hakal. Aruch HaShulchan mentions it in Chesh Ve'efer, in his Tshuva, in Padre's Tshuva, in Alf Kof Yidayin. Taka says that Harbi Go'ini Olam or Mekel to do Hagala Dimopamim or Hagala on Eid Ben Yemek. So that's a kolafi inyan. The ma'isa by the ovens, very often the ovens or matzahs are lined with this type of stuff. The shah of kashing ovens. So we spoke, kashing ovens might be only michumra anyway, and memela could be it's easier. And anyway, that might have a din, even blasting the oven might already have a din of libun kal, which even the chassam sofer already was making. Okay, so these are some of the klolim of the various different kalim. The various different kalim, mitzad hilchus hechshir. So, what's important to point out is that Lamaisa, none of these shaylas cannot ever exist in a vacuum. Meaning, every time you have a shayla of how to kasher kli, so you have to know the klal. Eitz, Evan, porcelain, plastic, glass, Pesach, kol tar kula. But b'derech klal, when the shayla comes up, it's usually what we have to analyze is taket and what oifin did it come asim. And this is really dragging us back a little bit into Yerdeh and into Isavata. But Lamaisa, is it b'lei mekar adin? Is it a shayla of tarfening up the food maker adin? Was it a shayla of the rabbanon? Was there a bli maker adin? And Avla Kulam, I think, in this at least that we saw in this Indian is the famous tshuva of Ramosha, near the Chag Beis Memvav. Ramosha was asked about porcelain. So Ramosha says porcelain batzem. You know, you ask someone porcelain. Porcelain is the prima godin. Porcelain were machmir. Machmir is like cheres. Even by shayr surim, we're in trouble. Says Rav Moshe, it's Takanas Hashavim. The Shail there was from someone from a family that did tshuva, or Bali tshuva, and they wanted to use their kalim, Paikter for the kosher food. So the Chayra on the fancy porcelain dishes, there's no Eitza. Says Rav Moshe, we find the Chazal Takanas Hashavim. They were trying to help the Bali tshuva to do tshuva. So let's be mechapis to pay them.
I mean, for them not to break their kalim. Gala, they have to do.
You said dishes.
What? No. Gala, they're from now. They don't want to break their $3 million porcelain.
Yeah, just throw it out. There's no heter.
Yeah.
Porcelain says Ramosha's people go. Yeah. So Ramosha points out.
He's saying that as like a joke.
No, not a joke. He's very serious.
I mean, he's being Milan's Swiss, but it's not like he's.
Okay, I'm not sure. I ain't sure. So Ramosha just points out about four different studim, four different kulas. So I'll just mention them all in the short time we have. And this is something that, again, if something's also Meker Adin, and something's mamish trafed up Meker Adin, and you don't have mamish Hashir of Nisina's time. So to go be Mechapis Kulas and whatever, Yesh Lodin, especially if it's not Hefsim Ruba. But something that's a Shaila of a Chumra, whether it's going to be like a Klisheni, whether it's going to be something like an Irik, Nifsa Kakiluach, or a Mashu that's Mefapeya, like in Simon Tzadik Beis, different things that we know that Meker Adin, there's poskim to be samechon that without any hechsher that the kli is not treif b'chal like a klisheni davar gush, or that really it was mifapeh b'fnim, you know, al tidei akdera kineged atapshil. And I just saw in the marshag is a tshuva.
The fact that they didn't become from yesterday. the time mm-hmm. that it could be niflat on the klicheres, if it will be niflat, is no stam of gam.
Yeah, no stam of gam. We have dir, you're going to be able to benyam it, which is also...
It's a derabana.
Yeah, it's another derabana. So I just want to read the Marshag also, following it in the tradition of all the Hungarian Rabbanim, was dealing with this Geschmalzer Kli, the enamel coating, the email that the Chassam Sofer and Acharav done. And he's Betza Machmir. But he says like this. He says, Ani Moire, the Yesh Chilak Eich Nesu. Dim Nesra Oifen Shem Asur Meikar Adin. Kagoin, and Bishal Cholavik, the Yeshal Basir. Mamish Trefa Pakli. You take a flashing of a Yamu, cook milk. The Chain of Nesra is the Bishal, Shebishal, Behem Nois and Tam. I'm sorry, Nevelos of Trefus. Chadayim Lazeb, a Klevish and Mamish. Ozai any Oisra Kadira, Gambishari Surim, and any Matira Bagala, a Machmir. Yeah. Avol, im nesu rak mikoy chumro, kimay behach dina de soif simen tzadik beis, shez a reit of tachas akadeira v'chule, v'chein benesu rak ay de iroi, ay klisheini, azani mati akadeira b'hagolo, l'achar meis l'eis. V'hatam, shum de me'emes, b'itam halolo, yeish hefzid meruba b'maisim eis akadeira, d'achshav akadeira sehen b'yoker ma'oir, v'kivin d'iko kam et stadum latera, chado, the prima godin b'atzim holds porcelain is really, yes, you could kasher it. Right, the Yaivitz holds that porcelain are not bechlal boleh. When he like Haim Lankain, I will look upon him. Bima kedir leinesser medina the Gemara rak machmas chumra mina gishlam tichbei gabne loy nohug lahachmir v'chule. So this is really what Rav Moshe is saying over here, and you have to know that when someone's coming to the shayla, it could be hefsed meruba, or could be some big tzairech, and we're talking about something that's only a chumra, then already there's makom to start being mitzairef kulas. So Rav Moshe says like this: so the first kula Rav Moshe brings is the famous shita that's takum first best in the tour. The sheet of the Bala Itter, that which cheres, you can't be machshir, that's only when there's an Issa Deraisa, but when it's in Ibn Yomim, it's only midrabanan. So the Bala Itter learns from Yerushalmi that Hagala Gimel Pamim Taka works on Issa midrabanan. So Shaila, do you learn from the Yerushalmi? It's talking about Chalas Chutzlars, maybe it was only a certain type of derabanan, could you learn to all derabanan? That's the sheet of the Bala Itter, which we don't paskim, make right in. But the Peskim Keseder, as you see, take a look around a little bit in the Peskim and Kof Chafal and Tafnunaf, the Keseder using this as a tziruf, Hagol Gimel Pamin, which is the Shita of the Eter.
Even if it was a real
Isser. Right. The Eter says, even for Ein Ben Yomi, Ein Ben Yomi to Ben Yomi is an Isser Midrabana. So that's one tzir from Moshe says, and that's Ramosha's Kula Lamais of these Bali Tshuva, Lamais was to do Hagol Gimel Pamin. Then Ramosha quotes a few Hatayim that are mentioned in the Pesach Tshuva, the beginning of Sim Kof Chafes. The halachas nois tam of kam, the beginning of kufchabez, the pischechuba there, and sifkatan, I think, like aleph bez and gimel over there. Pischechuba quotes a few kulas from the achrayim. The Moshe says like this: there's the famous sheet of the chachmi venencia that the minchas yankiv brings in kalpehe. Pischechuba brings in the beginning of kufchabez. That what's the whole chumra of ein ben yomit ben yomai? So it's exera. Chazal would gazer to go be machsher the cleave, though it doesn't need hechsher, because nois tam of kam is mutter. But we're afraid you're going to use it ben yomai, so we're machmir. But let's say you can't be machshirit. So were they geyser this gzeira ad kidei kach to throw clean the garbage? Say the chach mevenenzia? No. It's a shvera shita. Ayin shom in the place. Can give him kuf chaf beis. Pischachuv over there. Well, Maisa says Ramosha that you could use that as a tzir. There's a man amshik. I saw a b'shein amshik in Arachayim Simin Reish Lamechest that he says that by Pesach chalila to be saimich on ein ben yomai ato ben yomai is a chumra of chazal to be machshirikli. But if you can't be machshirikli like cheres.
So when the pasuk says Yishaver, it's referring only to Matayra. So we lost the Tzushman.
No, Yishaver's talking about a Ben Yomi. That's what the Rishonim say. That's the whole
Yishaver place. Is to be
meaning Ben Yomi.
Once it's Chal, whatever. That's a Shaila in the Rishonim. The Rishonim have a problem with Yishaver, because just wait till it's in a Ben Yomi, Masha Akli. So the Rishonim say different
or
things.
Or it's going on Tumah.
They don't say it's going on Tumah. They just say either it's. The Noiser is. They have a hechtimzer where it's a benyam, we're telling Rashi Tosis.
Isn't that true?
Or since it's chal, would it be paka?
Any kli cheres that's nitma needs shvira.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we shall sue the dinim from Tumatar to here, okay. So even a non benyam would
be. So you're showing already deal with in terms of noiser, but in Echnami. So al kapodim, this is not mafurish anywhere, even though it's mashm like that in many places, that the gzeri ben benyam, but benyam is even by kli cheres. The Meis Maram Shik says that by Shari Surim, there's what to be saimechan. Nachatzir, this Ramosh has a whole big arich, it's about very interesting shita, it's the famous shita of Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi learns from a halacha by Yainesech that after Yud Beis Chodesh, Tam is kala, just dies, disappears, fades into oblivion. Thank you.
And that just
so, Mais is the Pella. Because the Chamtzi himself says you can only be Samech on this for Chametz, but you cannot be Samech on this for Isser. Because Isser, Rechoshish, we let you use it after your Beis Chodesh, you use it before your Beis Chodesh. So how can we stall? So how can this be a Tzir of Bechal? So Ramayesh Kedarka Bakodesh has this beautiful Diukim and Hezber in the Chachzi. First of all, he says Chamtzi is very Shver. Where Geyser after your Beis Chodesh, after before your Beis Chodesh, your Beis Chodesh itself is a big Chomer of Ein Abiyyim Ata Ben Yoyimah. So Ramayesh Tesis. Ramayesh has a very nice Agdara that Toichi Beis Chodesh, there's still time there. So Ramayesh, it's an Isser Achila. It's on Tam Pogam, but there's an Isra Achila. After your Bechaj, there's no more Tam. So, look there, that must be based on the Gemara in Chulin, that, you know, where Machayev, Sheikhet, they have two knives, because we're just afraid he's going to Dilma Mitti, he's going to make a mistake. So, it's an Isra Shtamshas, it's not Isra Achila. And Moshe says, right, that Isra is not really an Isra Gomer, that's really more B'Torah Schumram, more B'Torah Sanagatoiva. And Mila is up to Moshe, that this Chumr Chamsi is certainly the Hefsim Ruby Kimakel. And he quotes a very thing, that Kiv Eger, in Chuvas, Kiv Eger and Sim Mem Zayin or so, Mem Gimel, so the Shoel asked him to be Makel, based on the Chamtzi by Isser. And Kiv Eger wrote back, Loi Niru Lila Hakal. Says Ramesha, why did Kiv Eger start yelling at him? What are you trying to be Makel Chamtzi? Chamtzi's Machmer. So then you see Kiv Eger answered him, Benichusa, Weist Eis, Kiv Eger's masking that really is Makel Mahakal. And then he says, Al Hezber, why did Kiv Eger was talking Machmer? Even Machmer said, Ein Jung. Very nice Jew. Okay, so these are the various sufim we have to keep in mind. Hagol Gimel Pamim, Cheres on Ein Benyamin, the Chacham Tzvi, and most importantly, this is what Moshe points out, that plates, Lamashal, when do we use plates? Plates are all Shiloh of Klishenis. Ay, Iroi Davar Gush. Okay, so Irin Davar Gush, it's only a Suffolk. Who said it was used for a Hat Davar Gush? Who said there was Iroi Kish, so it's like Kluach, Bechule. And that's Mamela, something to keep in mind, especially when there's going to be a Shiloh of a big Hefzid. And Lamashal, this I think, Al Derech Zu, without getting into the Pratim, obviously. Al Derech Zu, this is, you know, Ramesh's famous tshuva about the sinks, and this is, with regards to the countertops, you know, you can't just get a new sink. I mean, some people could, but, you know, to tear out a sink, put a new sink is a big hafsid. Alamai, there's Eitzes how to use the sink, but okay, so Ramesh in this famous tshuva about sinks makes all the cheshbonis by really, what are we cheshish for over here already? So Mamela, if you wanted to be makel on a sink or a countertop to do Hagola Gimel Palmim, to wait to Ein Benyamin, to be Pagim, Mechule, there's more makam to be Samech. Lamaisa, what we still have to work out, we Stamer Neches, it seems that the Emes in the Ramah in Sif Hei, he does mention, at least the Hanagol Chathchila, some pretty big chumras, even things that seem to only be nesser with a klipa. You saw the Ramah in Sif Hei? Even things that only nesser with a klipa, even things that are suffic, if there's Nishbach Bechlal, things that we would say, like, you know, Shulchanos, right, these things that we would L'chair say, or not Machskis, or Shai of a klipa, we see, at least the Hanagol Chathchila, there is Taka Tzad L'Hachmir, but you have these two. Okay.